referring, of course, to Mr. Rittenhouse's reasons.
I know all about it. And what's your opinion? Mr. Browning, I think the man is paying the price exacted by our high-pressure, competitive civilization, if you follow my meaning.
Sure I do. You think he's losing his mind.
Corny smiled. That's putting it rather harshly. I believe he needs, well, a long rest. Well, business worries can put any man in a state where he needs a long rest. I can use one myself. But I never heard of worries that caused a man's clothes to get bigger and his walking stick longer. That evening, I had another talk with Rittenhour. Found him attired in a new outfit that he'd just bought. The next morning, I visited Rittenhour's tailor, Andre, in the Merrimack building.
Inspect my workroom. Certainly, certainly not. I tell me to nobody in my workroom. Utterly nobody.
I grinned at the little man. Andre, maybe you don't think so, but there are laws, very tough laws, covering people who try to drive other people out of their minds. Now, do I look through your workroom, or do I put you under arrest right now? With a pause. Then,
it must be sure at least you look through my workroom.
I found what I was looking for, of course. An exact duplicate of the suit Rittenhour had bought the day before, only this one was a little bigger, had longer sleeves, longer trouser length. And in a box on a shelf, I found a hat, a shirt, gloves. All exact duplicates of the clothes Rittenhour had purchased the day before, and all just a shade bigger.
Believe me, it is a joke. A very good, Mr. Rittenhour.
Sure. Sure it is. When we get into court, you just keep repeating that you thought it was a joke. And if you're lucky, you won't go to jail. I took Andre downtown to keep him from giving the alarm. Then I got a warrant for the arrest of Raymond Corley and Lois Ashton. Charge? Trying to drive a man insane in order to gain control of his business. We got a full confession from the girl. She'd fallen in love with Corley while Rittenhour was away. And when the advertising man returned and told the story about the curse, Corley, the psychologist, thought up the plan for driving him insane. It was a fine plan. Simple, like all good plans. Merely to switch items in a man's wardrobe, make him think he was getting smaller, when really everything he owned was getting bigger. A fine plan that almost sent Rittenhour to his death under my car. A jury was willing to believe that Andre the tailor thought it was a joke. But the same jury lost its sense of humor with Corley and the girl. Gave him 5 years, and the girl a year and a day. Like I said, curses and spells can do a great deal of harm. But only if you think they can. Calling all detectives. The average detective doesn't make much money. But I was once given $1 million... to spend as I please. That is the situation on this page from my casebook. The casebook of Jerry Browning, Private Detective.